every sound you hear is what you're doing is you're almost tuning in to a different set of nerves that are functioning in your body. You're hearing your own nerves function in a way. And when you do this, you are, each of these nerves is also connected with one of these chakras or one of these levels, each of these sets. So that what you do is whatever sound you hear inside, instead of just listening to it, you allow yourself to merge with that sound, and then when you are one with that sound, from that vantage point, you hear the next sound, right? You change your stepping position. It's like you climb step by sound. You use the sounds as your stepping point. You can't jump two steps. You go up one step, and then from that place, you hear the next inner sound. This is a very high form of yoga. It's focusing on sound rather than on visual fields. It's a one-pointedness in sound. Well, now, each of those sounds is connected with another astral plane, and as you work with these sounds, you see they're connected with colors, vibrations, with hallucinations, or different kinds of realities that you start to see. There are sounds connected with each of them. And so you can imagine that you can work with these inner sounds as a way of leading yourself into these other states of consciousness. Now, most of the time, I am functioning in an interesting place, I guess. Sort of seems interesting from where I'm sitting at it, because it almost seems most of the time as if I am sitting in a completely calm, centered place where nothing whatsoever is happening, or could even happen, and yet all of this is happening. But there is some way in which I have broken my identification with this happening. It is very much of a fourth chakra journey in the sense that what I feel, the emotions I feel, are waves of compassion and love for all my beings. I mean, I can get on a bus, and by the time I get off, I feel like I have met my most intimate family that I have known all my life, and we are all in love with one another. That's the type of experience I'm having with the world around me. It's scary because of the degree of openness, almost, that it entails. And there's got to be an awareness that you are not vulnerable on the separateness level before you can let yourself live in that place. And I see life processes going on, but I don't feel identified with it like I used to. So that now what I am doing is I am trying to cook the seeds of my third chakra by playing out some of these games. Because this game, for example, involves power. It involves fame. It involves a number of third chakra concerns, which I used to be preoccupied with getting in the old days, coming up from the tradition I came out of. But now, every time I get one of those, I see how it is a liability in my journey, you see? So I can hand it back, right? So that I can realize that the highest response I can get from an audience now is where they see that what I've been talking about is inside themselves and that I was just the vehicle for them to hear, and I'm no great shakes, you see. The minute I end up with people saying, oh, you're something and I'm not, I know I'm too impure. I'm still doing it in the third chakra, you see. I'm still doing it in a way for me to grab the power, right? And I've got to be able to give up the power all the time. Otherwise, my message is not pure. So that I'm dealing, this is a marketplace journey for me to try to cook my third chakra seeds, if you would like a technical description of what I think I'm doing, all right? Does that deal with your question, sir? Yes, sir.
It seems apparent to me that genius and talent, especially in the arts, is a great part intuitive. And when I listen to, Beethoven Ninth Symphony, I don't hear it as a rational product. It seems like something is some spirit is utilizing the availability of Beethoven's say mind as his technique to maybe express something.
Yeah. Yes. Creativity is a very interesting issue because if you now begin to understand that it all is already, what could the creative act be? The creative act must merely be tuning into where it is, see? And then being the vehicle through which it comes. Now, much of what we have called creativity is a sort of neurotic manifestation of ego where one thinks, I am doing the creating, which is part of the illusion that a person's caught in. highest art, like, for example, the hieroglyphs in the Egyptian form, the vases and so on, all of those forms, are done by conscious beings who are seeing art as the vehicle for stating truths. That is, they are merely the vehicle through which it's coming. And the experience I'm often having, for example, is that I feel that I am literally a rent-a-robot. I'm just something. You get to a place and you crank it up, and because of the training that's been fed in, out comes a rational exegesis of a set of higher experiences, which have no more to do with me doing it. See? And sometimes what's very far out is things come out of me that I've never heard. See? And that I say, somebody says, I remember once at the University of New Hampshire, somebody asked a question, and what I do when somebody asks a question is I immediately center. Rather than trying to think of the answer, I just go to the place where my mind is empty, and then out comes an answer. You see? And I gave the answer, and he said, "You mean to say?" And I suddenly saw what the answer was. I said, "Yeah, I must mean to say." You know, it was a bit, I was as surprised as he was by this process that had happened. Bach, for example, is an extremely high conscious communicator. See, Bach is connected with the chakras, and it's a very high form of music. And you can work with Bach as a spiritual enterprise, because there was very little of the static of ego. Bach was not an ego trip. Bach was merely a pure, you could see, and with all of his children and the whole way in which he was doing it, he was just pumping out life force, you know, he was just converting life force and pumping it out. He wasn't on a big ego trip in the usually gross melodramatic sense of creativity.
Well, there is potential in music and in the art for us.
Of course. And the thing is that every time we get a little more conscious, our music forms change. For example, now the culture starts to get turned on to different forms and higher forms of sound and relationships. But it also gets, for me, it's become interesting because I've gotten to the point now where there is no real outside music that can come in through my ears that anywhere nearly approximates what happens when I stick in my earplugs and listen to my inner sounds, you see? Because I'm tuning in to those places where sound is. And all the rest of it is somebody else trying to approximate what they heard in their head and then send that through my eardrums into my head, and I'm already there. See, which puts me in this peculiar predicament. It's like going to movies. What do I go to movies for? Because what kind of movie line is groovier than this life moment? And this life moment is nothing like the next life moment, which is equally as groovy. Because once you live in the here and now, it is all happening new every moment, and this is the highest drama any of us have ever lived out at this brief second. This has every component of drama in it that you would ever go to a movie to see. It's all right here. So that creativity in its purest form is this process of man bringing back what he can. That's what Dante was saying. I will spend the rest of my life just bringing it back if I can.
Right? How about the development of playing an instrument, actually making
that? The development of playing an instrument, the highest form of developing any kind of a skill is to center, first of all, behind the place where you are going to be the one who's going to develop the skill, and then you hang out with the instrument, see, and you listen to the instrument, and you listen to yourself until the two of you have found a place where you are in love with one another. And in that love relationship, you will hear how the instrument wishes to be played in order to say what it has to say, and you will do it with the instrument. And it is you've got to get out of the model of I'm learning anything, which is, that's the problem with education at the moment. You see, we have the model that there's somebody that's learning something from out there in, which isn't the way it is. All it is you just help the lotus unfold.